What the Christmas Story Can Teach You. The birth of Jesus Christ, one of the most miraculous events in history, took place in a humble stable. A few people saw angels and guiding stars, but most were unaware of it or saw it as just another baby's birth. As you study these events, you can come to know for yourself that this baby wrapped in swaddling clothes was and is the Son of God, our Savior. President Henry B. Eyring, The Christmas Story. The story of Christmas is a story of love. We heard the story first before the world was created. Heavenly Father told us of His plan of happiness for all of us, His beloved children. Many have told since of the glorious time in that story when the Christ child is born to rescue and lead us home. In the stories of Christ's birth, we can see and feel who He was and who He is. That lightens our load along the way, and it leads us to forget ourselves and to lighten the load for others. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Christmas Stories, 2009 Christmas Devotional, lds.org/broadcasts. God's Prophets Foretell Sacred Events. 1. An angel came down and stood before me, and he said unto me, Nephi, what beholdest thou? And I said unto him, A virgin, most beautiful and fair above all other virgins. And he said unto me, Behold, the virgin whom thou seest is the mother of the Son of God. And I looked and beheld the virgin again, bearing a child in her arms. And the angel said unto me, Behold, the Lamb of God, yea, even the Son of the Eternal Father. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 14 through 21. Number 2. And he shall be called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of heaven and earth, the Creator of all things from the beginning, and his mother shall be called Mary. And lo, he cometh unto his own, that salvation might come unto the children of men, even through faith on his name. Moses chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. 3. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Number 4. There shall be one day and a night and a day, as if it were one day, and there were no night. And this shall be unto you for a sign. And behold, there shall a new star arise, such an one as ye never have beheld. And this also shall be a sign unto you. Helaman chapter 14, verses 4 and 5. How does it make you feel to know that God reveals important sacred events to His prophets, including those yet to come, such as the second coming of the Savior? Each of us must decide if there is room for the Savior in our lives. Number 5. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inns. Joseph Smith translation of Luke chapter 2, verse 7. How do you make room for the Savior? President Howard W. Hunter, nowhere to lay his head. The loneliness of his birth was to be, in a sense, duplicated in the loneliness of his death. Foxes had holes, and birds had nests. But the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head, either in his nativity or in his last hours of mortality. President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995, Christ Our Passover, Ensign May 1985, page 18. Number 6. The star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Matthew chapter 2, verse 9. Read Moses chapter 6, verse 63. What are ways in which you have noticed that all things bear witness of Christ? God uses His creations to testify of Jesus Christ. Number 7. And behold, there shall a new star arise, such an one as ye never have beheld. And this also shall be a sign unto you. Helaman chapter 14, verse 5. The faithful receive a witness of Jesus Christ. Number 8. The Holy Ghost bore witness to Simeon and Anna that the baby, Jesus, was the Christ who would bring redemption to the world. See Luke chapter 2, verses 26 and 38. How can you prepare your heart to receive a witness of Jesus Christ? God wants all of His children, from lowly shepherds to noble wise men, to learn about Jesus Christ. President Monson, born in a stable. Born in a stable, cradled in a manger, the Savior came forth from heaven to live on earth as a mortal man and to establish the kingdom of God. His glorious gospel reshaped the thinking of the world. President Thomas S. Monson, The Real Joy of Christmas, 2013, Christmas Devotional, lds.org/broadcasts. Number 9. He inviteth all to come unto Him and partake of His goodness, and He denieth none that come unto Him, black and white, bond and free, male and female, and He remembereth the heathen, and all are alike unto God, both Jew and Gentile. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 33. For ideas on sharing the gospel online, go to lds.org/church/share. Though the Savior's mother was mortal, He was born with the divine nature of His heavenly Father. Number 10. Our Savior was a God before He was born into this world, and He brought with Him that same status when He came here. He was as much a God when He was born into the world as He was before. But as far as this life is concerned, it appears that He had to start just as all other children do, and gain His knowledge line upon line. President Joseph Fielding Smith, 1876 through 1972, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Fielding Smith, 2013, page 314. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Mortal and Divine. He was the one perfect man to walk the earth. His mother was mortal, and from her came an inheritance of the flesh. His father was immortal, the great God of the universe, through whom came His divine nature. President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 through 2008, At the Summit of the Ages, Ensign, November 1999, page 73. Read Alma chapter 7, verses 10 through 13. How does knowing that Jesus Christ was born with mortal and divine attributes help you draw closer to Him as you study His atonement? End of the article, What the Christmas Story Can Teach You. Read by Wes Nelson.